today what happened was the Parliament of Somalia and SECA fought for no conference for the Prime Minister and his government. The Parliament actually fought him out with a number of 184, which is way a lot more than the simple majority that they needed, which was 139. About 3-4 months ago, the parliamentarian in Somalia figured the government is not actually producing, actually doing a good job meeting their plan that they actually present to the parliament where the prime minister was getting his confidence. Because of some other situations with the local politics, some of the parliament leadership were pushing back and trying to give the prime minister and his government a little time to improve the agenda. But apparently it has been a year, and he actually filed the motion about a week ago. This new democracy in action in Somalia, this is actually the first time the Parliament of Somalia have fought out Prime Minister, and it seems like things went very smooth. The security was stable. Nothing actually been compromised while this new process was taking place in the parliamentarian building.
Do you have any idea as to who will become the next Prime Minister?
Entirely best except the president to choose whichever he thinks they are qualified and who also can push his agenda along with him. It's too early in any names, but with consultation of the parliamentarian and other political leaders, I'm sure the president will announce his next prime minister. He do have 30 days time, but I'm thinking it would be a lot earlier than that. With the next couple of weeks, I'm sure the president will announce his new prime minister.
According to some reports, the Prime Minister said that he was unable to make a speech in his defence in the Parliament hearing. Why was that?
That was a procedure and tactics argument from the Parliament point of view. What they're saying is they have in-house laws, in-house rules. If the Prime Minister do ask a confidence vote, then he allowed to come in front of the Parliament and make his case. But when the parliamentarian submit a motion of no confidence, then it's the parliamentarian who will make their case why they feel like they need to take away their confidence from the government. So it was tactical that, again, the parliament actually fought for that a couple of days yesterday and fought that the prime minister cannot come in front of them and give a speech.